Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, the thought for today's message is about being fully committed, or if you will, being all in to what you're doing. Now, as we studied the Apostle Paul, we understand that he was completely sold out, that he was completely committed to his call. Now, as we study these characteristics about the Apostle Paul, we need to examine ourselves and see how committed we are, to see how are we all in to the call that God has put on our life. And you might say, well, Joel, I don't have a call in your life. Yes, you do. The Lord never saved anybody just to sit by the wayside. For we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, we are to seek God to find out. Once we're born again, once our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we are to seek God to find what our calling is. Now, as we look in Acts chapter 20, Paul is giving his farewell sermon to the elders of Ephesus. And as we pick up in verse 22 of Acts 20, it says, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there." Now, if we think about the wording of this verse, Paul says, I go bound in the Spirit. In other words, Paul is so burdened in his spirit, bound in his spirit, that he knows that he is being led to go to Jerusalem. Now, and he ends the verse, he goes, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Paul understood everywhere he went, there was trouble awaiting him. There was some kind of conflict awaiting him. But Paul didn't let that discourage him. Paul didn't let that stop him because he was fully committed to the call of the Lord Jesus Christ on his life. And he says in verse 23, he says, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. So Paul knew that not in just some of the cities he went to, it says in every city, chains and afflictions, bonds being chains, afflictions, they abide me. In other words, they're waiting on me. For when Paul was saved on the road to Damascus, and he was led to Judas's house on the street called Straight, and Ananias was told to go lay hands on him, and when the Lord got Ananias comforted enough for him to go lay hands on Saul at the time, Ananias was told that, yes, Paul prayeth, and he's being shown all the things that he must suffer for my name's sake. So Paul was prepared that in his service for the Lord, that everywhere he went, there was going to be opposition. There was going to be afflictions. There was going to be turmoil. He understood that. He accepted that. But the thing is, with us trying to serve today, I don't think that we have fully learned to accept the simple fact that whatsoever we do for the Lord, there's always Satan there opposing us in some shape, form, or fashion. We may not be able to identify it. We may not be able to put our finger on it, But there truly is some type of opposition. And until we get ourselves to the point of fully accepting that fact, that when we do good for the Lord, evil is present, until we come to the point where we can fully accept that and embrace that fact, we will constantly be frustrated in our life. We will constantly, at times, maybe grow bitter against God, but we must understand that when we do good, and Paul penned this down, when I do good, evil is present. So see, Paul had accepted the fact, fully embraced the fact that everywhere I go, trouble's waiting on me. And we need to understand and accept that fact and embrace that fact in our lives. As long as we're living for the Lord and doing what He calls us to do, Satan is on our trail. Satan is opposing us. And we just need to fully accept that fact and press on toward the high calling of God. Now, Paul goes in verse 24 where he says in verse 23, he goes, I know, I understand, everywhere I go, there's bonds and afflictions waiting on me. So we go to verse 24 and Paul says, but none of these things move me. None of these things move me. They don't affect me. I understand it. They're there. I accept it. They don't move me. Now, you and I need to be able to get to that point to not let the fiery darts that Satan throws at us, the afflictions that Satan throws at us, the spiritual warfare that he throws us, we need to learn to not let that move us, to not let that affect us. I know it's a hard lesson to learn, but we need to get to the point where Paul was at, where none of these things move me. And this is why Paul says, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul's saying, I'm not letting myself get in the way. I'm not counting myself dear. I'm crucifying this old flesh. I'm putting myself aside. And a lot of times, and I can only speak for myself about what I'm about to say, but a lot of times throughout Joel's life, Joel's worst enemy has been Joel. Because Joel has let himself get in the way, this old flesh get in the way, and not let God have his way. But Paul says, I don't count myself my life dear to myself. I just don't. I'm crucifying this old flesh. I'm getting myself out of the way. I'm not going to let self hinder God's call on my life. And then he says, so that I might finish my course with joy. So here's where Paul was fully committed. Paul had set it in his mind that he was going to finish his race. He was going to finish his course. He was going to fulfill that. He was not going to come up short. No matter what kind of persecution, no matter what kinds of bonds, no matter what kinds of afflictions come his way, that he was going to finish his course for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was going to have that sense of fulfillment. He was going, when it come time for him to stand in judgment before the Lord Jesus Christ, that Paul wanted to hear those words, enter in, ye good and faithful servant. And see, that's what you and I must set our affection on, that we finish our course, that we don't come up short, that we're fully committed, and then when we stand in judgment, at the judgment seat of Christ, we will hear those faithful words, enter in, ye good and faithful servant. But if any of us fall short in our call, we just might not hear those words, ye good and faithful servant. We may be able to enter in, but we would have come up short in the call. We weren't fully committed. Now, Paul says he wants to finish his course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. That was Paul's message in his life, to testify of the grace of God. That was his course. That was his call. And Paul said, I run the race. I run the race. He had pictured himself in running a race, and he knew there was a finish line, but he didn't know exactly where that finish line was, but he knew there was a finish line. And when all the turmoil and tribulation was over with in this life, that he would be at perfect peace and perfect harmony with his Lord in heaven. And then when Paul tells the elders at Ephesus that I want to finish my course with joy, he says, and now in verse 25, it says, and now behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. So Paul is fixing to hand over the baton to the elders of the churches at Ephesus. And he's fixing to charge them and give them a charge that they are to guard the congregation. They are to feed the congregation. They are to protect the congregation. Why is that? Because in verse 26, he says, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of you all. And he goes on to tell them that these people, in verse 28, he says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. In other words, elders, this congregation doesn't belong to you. This congregation was bought with a price. This congregation was bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And you have been given the responsibility to be the overseer of it. So friends, you need to be as committed to run in the race as I have been, for I have been an example to you. Now I'm handing it over to you. I'm giving you the baton, and you are the one that has been charged to run your race with joy so that you may finish that course regardless of what opposition comes your way, regardless of what temptations come your way, regardless of these things, for you need to be fully committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, that is the message to you and I. And you and I need to take a step back and examine ourselves and look in the mirror and just see how committed we truly are. For our faith and our commitment is tested every day because we fight a spiritual battle. Satan fires those fiery darts at us, trying to discourage us, trying to get us to grow bitter against God, trying to get us to throw our hands up and quit. For with all those things, we don't need to let those things move us. Just like Paul said, For the Jews lying in wait, trying to take my life or imprison me or whatever their plan is, that doesn't move me. That doesn't affect me. For friends, all the things that come up against you and I, we don't need to let those things affect us because we need to be fully, fully committed to the call that the Lord Jesus Christ has put on our life. And we need to fully embrace and fully accept the fact that, yes, tribulation is going to come our way. Persecution is going to come our way. Afflictions are going to come our way. But we need to set our affections on things above, not on things of this earth, and press on toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So friends, as I look at the clock, my time is up. That's today's message. I hope it's been a help to you. I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.